On today's show, oil prices could double by the end of the year. Toyota dominates the Daytona 500, and VW could be forced to build an EV charging system for the United States. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for February 22nd of 2016. Motorists the world over are enjoying lower oil prices. Almost no one expected oil to fall below $30 a barrel. Well, enjoy it while it lasts. A report from the investment firm Raymond James predicts oil will hit $69 a barrel by the fourth quarter of this year and will rise to $79 a barrel in Q4 of next year. Raymond James says that current prices are too low for any non-OPEC producer to earn decent returns, and that prices will have to rise for them to keep producing. Well, Toyota dominated the Daytona 500 yesterday. Not only did it win the race, it took the top three spots and four of the top five. It's the first time Toyota has won the most important race in NASCAR. The Japanese automaker entered NASCAR to build up its brand image as being part of American culture. And it's undoubtedly working. There is a new generation of race fans that have grown up with Toyota being at every race. For them, it's not a newcomer. And by the way, the finish of the race was the closest ever, with Denny Hamlin edging out Martin Truex by 1/100th of a second. It was literally a photo finish. And still to come, Honda recalls the Civic due to engine problems, and Ford and Volvo beef up their infotainment options.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Honda is running into some issues with its North American Car of the Year winner. The Japanese automaker issued a stop sale on some 2016 Civic models due to missing or misset piston rings, which could cause engines to stall or fail altogether. Honda has not said how many vehicles are involved, but some reports say that 34,000 Civic models will need to be fixed. And as of right now, it sounds like replacement parts aren't available and won't be until mid-March. Honda is also waiting to issue an official recall until NHTSA has acknowledged its recall plan. Connected cars are all the rage these days, and so now Ford is expanding its infotainment and mobility services to its European customers. Starting later this year, Ford will offer the new Sync 3 communications and entertainment system, as well as its consumer experience platform called Ford Pass. Ford says it is transitioning to become both an automaker and a mobility company. And in related news, Volvo will launch a brand new Spotify app for the infotainment system in the new XC90, S90, and V90. The music streaming service can already be used in Volvo cars via Bluetooth, but the unique and custom-made interface will not require a smartphone and adds a search function as well. Those new to the service will get a 30-day free trial, but from there, the Volvo Spotify app will require a premium subscription. Spotify is a Swedish company, so it should come as no surprise that Volvo is the first automaker to integrate the service into its cars. And coming up next, VW could be forced to build an EV charging system for America.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Volkswagen's punishment for its diesel emission cheating scandal is going to go above and beyond paying fines, fixing the engines, and reimbursing owners. Bloomberg reports that the company may be forced to fix the environmental damage it caused in the U.S. Last year, the EPA decided to allow companies to carve out part of a fine to pay for programs that benefit the public. That means corporations must commit to spending part of their fines on remedies that will fix the problem. In VW's case, that could include paying to build an infrastructure to charge electric cars or cleaning up five times the amount of pollution created by its cheating diesels. Be sure to join us for Autoline After Hours this Thursday, when our guest will be Dan Nicholson, the head of all powertrain development at General Motors. Or maybe we should say the head of all propulsion at GM. That's because GM just changed the name of its group from powertrain to propulsion. We'll get to the bottom of what that's all about. So join John and Gary for some of the best insights we get from some of the top executives in the automotive industry. And that wraps up today's report. Thank you for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.